for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. Today we get to chit-chat with another lovely opinionated episode, and we're adding to our list. That way we can have, it's always going to be a mix, but opinions for those of you who are here are important so that you can probably what it is, oh yeah, that's really what I feel too, Maria. Okay, that's what these are. So influencers, we don't have them. No person who's their emotionally mature, accountable human being is going to look out in the world and be like, oh yes, I found the truth. A person who has their whole three-year-old heart. It's a person who will have no shame button. So you either reparented yourself and got some good trauma therapy. I'm being so serious right now because see, one thing I've noticed is the 4D and 3D and the Cuscos out there who think they know everything, but they don't notice they are, let's say, dating people who completely treat them like shit. Okay, that is one of the common denominators that I've noticed throughout my years as a teenager. I grew up to know, no, you're not going to treat me like this. And also how to just accept differences. My lovely teenage boyfriend, we can thank him for sharing with me everything that I would then learn to see as a 44-year-old woman. Nothing's changed. Not even a little bit. I mean, this is why sometimes I'm like, are we really going through a transformation? Because I feel like I'm my same self forever, which is probably true, because when you're a whole three-year-old heart your entire life, and 44, it's not that long of a life, but I am in the enlightenment soul age group. So some people would say, oh, well, you've had past lives, the lovely 4D mystics, by the way, and granted, I get it. So I'm a mystic as well. Woo-woo pseudoscience is great for anybody who does not believe in mysticism. It's okay. I know people who don't believe in Reiki. Like I know people who don't know how theologians are trying to say that Holy Spirit is only based on their textbooks. And it's like, yeah, not really, but okay, you can go compete with the physics people, quantum physics, they call it, the hard problem of consciousness. In the meantime, those of us who are mystics, we get to have fun, like with Sadhguru and anyone who's bringing spirituality and sciences together, the human sciences. So when I meet sciences people, not flat earther sciences people, no, not the ones who have impaired bilateral integration, no. When I meet individuals who are sciences for real, they will be very open to hearing from me from them. That's because that's what an emotionally mature human being does. So nobody is a teenager who's getting ready to begin the adaptive child mode. Thank you, Terry Real, of I'm going to make it all about myself. I'm going to prove that I'm right to you and unconsciously do all this. Like the one dude who, as I'm having a random conversation, he had nothing to do with it. He just pops his head on in and says, excuse me. No, he says, I think you're confusing science and spirituality, to which I turn to and say, no, I'm not confusing them. And then he goes on to say, no, I'm a mystic too. And now I know I got a three-year-old in the room, which we all are, but I got a broken-hearted three-year-old because now he's going on his, I'm going to prove to you that I am right automatically. This is unconsciousness. This is not a person who you say, wow, you're being rude. They're going to be like, no, I'm not, like a teenager, because that's what they are. Like when I met teenagers, you have an ego too. No, I don't. Yes, you do. You're presenting it to me right now. So I learned how not to say anything. The right silence is really amazing, and I'm a curious, open, accepting, loving person, because that's what it means to be present in your prefrontal cortex. And this is what emotionally mature people do. As a teenager, I was already a bilateral integrated brain, and luckily for me, my entire oversoul gave me a bunch of stories for me to share with you. So there are no influencers. In fact, lo and behold, I'm an online marketer and entrepreneur, and when I see those people that say human beings will always need authoritarian figures, or what was it? Ancient silverbacks. I'm like, no, only the ones who are following Peter Pan's. They are lost boys and girls. In fact, we will know who they are. Those of us who know how to use our brains, the emotionally mature, accountable person, the 5D collective. So we will know beauty and fun. And no person is unnecessary, by the way. All of them are. In fact, the 3D, 4D collective, I do know their purpose. Sometimes I do get sidetracked. Kali, thank you for being here. But Shiva, thank you for being here, in Krishna Lila. So as I was saying, the curiosity, openness, acceptance, and love, it happens because my three-year-old, thanks mom, learned how to share the floor. So I learned how to share and that the world doesn't revolve around me. And I didn't take my three-year-old and be like, oh no, I don't exist for my mom now inside. And I'm being very serious right now. I know some of you go, oh, how dare she? Well, hey, some of us, we don't lose our differentiated self. I'm so sorry you can't be happy for me. Because see, the minute that a person tells you, I unconditionally love me with flaws and imperfections like a gooey, ooey, ooey three-year-old, you will know if you're triggered, I'm going to say you did not get lovingly accepted. Gabor Mate. You obviously did not know that love is free. You had to work for love. And you were not allowed to express all the basic human emotions. I was. Thanks, mom. I was allowed to be a spoiled little brat. No, not spoiled. A child-centric environment. So I got the gooey, ooey, ooey. And I've been noticing the human suffering people, they get triggered by those of us who have love. The ones who don't believe me about how I love, it's okay. They just care about me and they think I'm hiding the depths of my emotional depression, which doesn't happen. The only time I used that word was when I was a child, and that's because an adult fed it to me. And the only reason I would never have used that word as a teenager. As I grew up, I'm like, yeah, that's unappreciative of the life that has been bestowed upon me, which I'm very grateful for because I don't want to die. I love life. In fact, I want to live till I'm a million. No, I want to live forever. This is when you can know, by the way, pure consciousness. Ah, Purusha. Yeah, there's so many ways I could say it's not a hard problem. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to have this expanding consciousness relationship. And it began with my lovely Jesus and faith. And God has transformed to what God has always been for me. And I can thank my mother for giving me the possibility to be here. And obviously all of the educators, attachment, trauma-informed, they're helping me to make it very, very, with a skeleton, this being yourself, the human way. If they didn't do their research, I would not be able to prove to you, not that I'm trying to, but to prove in the way of giving you my story, that you have the same capacity, that your human nature is love like mine is. And it's not even proof, by the way, because none of this is provable. There's plenty of people that don't believe in Bessel van der Kolk's research, in Daniel Siegel's research, in Stephen Porges. He's still building his quantitative data to try and prove the polyvagal theory. And that's what the good academics do. They're trying to help humanity to realize how awesome neuroscientists they talk about our flow state. The people who make up shitty stories, yeah, there's the 3D, 4D, and I shouldn't say shitty stories because they serve a purpose. As I said, there's Peter Pans out there for the lost boys and lost girls. I'm not here for anybody who's lost. I'm here saying I ain't lost. And a 5D person ain't going to whine about their twin flame or flames choosing other path. Seriously, every time my lovely twin flames and I have interacted, I have always known choice point it is. What am I doing? Thanks, Jesus. I know exactly what I'm doing. Let's finish up. Gabor Mate, lovingly accept. That's what I do. You do not have to work for love. Nope. Oh, your basic emotions. Bring it on. I can see any type of attachment category or style you're in, and I know that's your teenager. So as this human being who's a teenager with a three-year-old broken heart does this thing, no. He corrects me second time. So now I'm giving the three-year-old the floor because I actually, Marie, I'm curious because I don't have an insecure ego. I learned as a teenager, I don't have insecurity. I know who I am. I'm standing right here. You keep on trying to tell me this is not my opinion, lovely boyfriend, when he came up with the, you don't have faith because you have faith, you're afraid. And that actually really, I can't say it broke my heart. It pissed me off. It's two different things and not in an angry way. Because see, when you're an emotionally mature human being your entire life, you ain't angry. I ain't correcting you. You believe the shit you want to believe. I don't give a shit what's in your head. I'm saying you have stepped into my circle here. And you're telling me who I am. No, I'm telling you who I am, and you are disregarding what I'm saying. This is two different. I'm not correcting your consciousness. I'm trying to reaffirm and restate. You're mistaken, sir. And the part of him not accepting it, and me being a teenager, and he definitely already was the person I was going to marry. This is something that was happening. So I'm like, how are you not believing me? But see, here's the thing about compassion. When you're a smart brain, compassion, it's not about kindness, but it's integration of the brain. So when you have your prefrontal cortex on, because you're not reactive, which is really beautiful, and you're a teenager, that's why you're not angry. That's why your cortisol is not saturating your hippocampus. I would know when I was a teenager when I was getting angry. That's why I stopped getting angry. I said, you cannot be a politician, because that was the plan at the time. You cannot do any public speaking if you keep on having this happen because your brain's getting fuzzy. And I'm horrible with regurgitation of material. So I said, this is going to get you even more not able to negotiate, to do rhetoric, to do the profession that you're choosing. And I began working. I just noticed it and that was it. So your capacity, if you're a secure attachment person, to work with your brain, very easy and straightforward. But people do this. I don't want to do personal development. I want life now. And they have gone through therapy. Like, seriously, I'm thinking, wow, you went to therapy. They taught you about not dating beneath yourself, how to reparent yourself, how to become an adult. And you still haven't figured out that those emotions are still going to be your three-year-old as long as you disregard the fact that you can process them with your prefrontal cortex because emotions last 90 seconds, and this does not make you any less emotional. The misconception, and I'm laughing right now because I saw these attachment coaches, two of them, as they spelled out how being securely attached is boring. And I'm like, you should use different words because it's not boring to use your ventral vagal nervous system. It's actually quite enriching. Sadhguru talks all about it. You're using the word boring while you're trying to help people to understand what attachment styles are is not going to be conducive to giving them the accurate motivation to say, huh, you know what? I want to get to my actual secure attachment because it's my mammalian fucking heritage. And I don't need to be in what is a non-secure attachment, which was not something that was supposed to happen. I'm not going to go shame, blame, fault, or revenge my caregivers, but I'm going to know, humanly speaking, in the first year of your life, all of us are expecting, your attachment system is expecting to have consistent, contingent communication. Your nervous system waits for about, like, I think it was a 9 months that Daniel Siegel was in my course, Interpersonal Neurobiology, no, My Lifetime of Attachment, that one. So he is explaining how the infant body, as we went through every one of the attachment categories, so with him it's categories, they're two different separate schools of researchers. The styles look at grown-ups because the people that want to be in their relationship need to know how to handle each other, and that's why I'm thinking you're doing a really crappy job if you're using that word boring. Because you're not allowing the ones who don't have secure attachment to understand that they are living a life where their body is not healthy. Because if you're in hypervigilance and you're seeking your next hit and you're frazzled inside, you're not healthy inside. I'm sorry. Your entire body is living on survival mode every time you engage in a relationship. Now, you've been used to that, so it releases a specific type of stuff, the chemistry. That if you explain it and you stop using little nicknames to try and formulate a concept, then people might be able to make an actual choice. See, knowledge is power, but when you actually try, even if you fuck it up, I fuck it up, but I try to say, hey, let me explain it to you. I ain't gonna give you a little CTA call to action. Let me make it fancy. Let me make it dress up like Superman or Superwoman. And so here's where those teenagers, that's why they got those coaches, because they are like, oh, look, my pathology, versus knowing your behavior is not to be pathologized. Thank you, Janina Fisher. It's to be understood. Now let's do some work. Now I don't want to do personal development. Okay, then. How about you stay in the human suffering love group and stop whining to me about your, they broke my heart, they broke my fairy tale. 3 months after, I'm 44. I'm like, how old are you? How old are you, women and men? And I am going to say, I don't know any days, but I'm gonna say that I'm sure if they're a teenager, I don't find it humorous, my lovely listeners. I find it completely unnecessary. Completely unnecessary. But I'm a 5D person. So again, 5D, come on over. Human love, very easy. We are aware. We are accountable. We mature. You don't need to approve of me and my teenage boyfriend. What I was trying to share with that story, which my regular listeners have heard again and again and again, as we concluded this conversation, which was really probably a discussion. I don't even remember if I started getting pissy with him or not. I just remember learning, this human being, I'm going to marry them. They're telling me that they don't believe in me. I know that they have a tainted glass, a tainted picture, because they have had some tragedy happen in their life. And they're not subjectively experiencing the awareness of themselves as they try to tell me something that's not true. I'm not going to put a finger in a wound, because that's what that would have brought. To say to this human being, the only reason you don't believe in God, the only reason you don't have faith is because of the tragedy that happened to you. See, in the book of a prefrontal cortex human being, that's unkind and unnecessary, because I ain't trying to prove shit to you. I'm a functional adult. That's the difference. So it doesn't matter how old you are. It's I know who I am, and I know what you're doing right now, and I don't need to waste my breath on you. This is the right silence, and it's not cocky, my lovely listeners. It's called healthy self-worth, which you'll learn from Patrick Tihan as he talks about when you're growing tolerance, or what was it? When you're growing intolerant. Oh, I wasn't intolerant. I don't need to be intolerant. I'm just more like, wow, you're such a hypocrite. That's the only thing. Every single teenager that I will ever meet will always be a hypocrite because they will not notice their hypocrisy. I can be a hypocrite too. Fact, here's where. When one of my friends, we were chatting about hypocrisy, and they said to me that I was, I said, what? And they said, yeah, because you change your mind. You say this and that. I'm like, no, I don't. I just have an open mind. But then as I thought, I was like, well, this is their interpretation of hypocrisy. So in my friend's book, because I'm an open-minded, in fact, the Enlightenment Soul Agent, by the way, we do this and that. That's the whole point of what a spirituality process is. It's AKA an independent thinker. So you're going to be able and explore any topic very flexibly because you are a person who's having fun and not trying to prove shit. The part about trying to prove shit, I still laugh to this day because anytime I'm with people who want to do this, I'm thinking, do you realize what we're doing right now? This is called a social event. The fact that we're socializing to me is entertainment right now. I'm not trying to pass any law. I'm not interested in, like, the only place that I will think of needing to have proof for anything, it's when it comes to important matters, which means anything that deals with water, air, food, so governments, institutions, like that stuff. Not when I'm having a fucking conversation with someone. You're no one. I'm no one. What do you want? Oh, you want to talk to me about politics? Sure, go for it. I'm not interested in proving anything. This is called opinions. If you really want to prove stuff, by the way, you go to become a researcher like Stephen Porges. He said, I did not continue entrepreneurship because I want to work on my theory. It's important to me to try and prove my theory because also he knows what benefit it can bring to humanity. And I hope that he is able to bring the quantitative data. But what we also know, the good sciences people, which is why I'm woo-woo pseudoscience lady, but I am a mystic and I am in the Enlightenment Soul Age group. But I'm not a flat earther. And this is why when my friend said, you're a hypocrite, I understood what they meant. And people who are like my friend will think of me as a hypocrite because they consider information as linear, which is a bullshit way to use your brain. But hey, that's called impaired bilateral integration. So I have nothing to say to it because your right mode is offline. Your child parts are playing the biggest role and you have no idea, but I do. This dude who interrupted me the second time continues with, no, no, you're confusing things. I'm a mystic. I'm like, okay, now I know I need to give you the floor so that you can one shut up because that's how it works with three-year-olds. So I'm curious, though. I'm curious to see what the... by the third time. So I say, look, I understand what you're saying and why you think I'm confusing, but I'm bringing together human, spirit, and spirituality elements. I'm connecting them. I can see how they connect to each other. And then he says, no, look, I know too. And he shows me his tattoos. He's got a quantum physics tattoo, and then he's got a mystic tattoo of some Buddha or something. So now that he's even show and tell, pay attention to me, mommy. Daddy, anyone, that's a three-year-old for you. I got a three-year-old with a teenager attitude because, you know, the three-year-old doesn't talk. But, okay, so now I'm just, wait, I say, okay, so you know what? Let's do this because I don't have time and I was talking and there's loud music. I was like, can you just tell me what your conclusion is? And he tells it to me. So long story short, my regular listeners know all about this story and I and this person, I've met him twice. I think I'll be revisiting him at some other point in time because he lives near me when I'm in Italy. But what was very beautiful about this encounter was that he recognized my voice. And I found that really nice. So he is a person. He's 4D collective material. And he's a three-year-old with a broken heart because, you know, he has his Peter Pans and Wendy somewhere, which is fine. That's, again, they serve a purpose. I'm a time bender. I'm a manifester. Yes, we all are. Okay, so 5D mysticism is way more fun than 4D because they completely don't take advantage of their body and become their humanity. In fact, divinity does not descend to them. They think they're divine or that they have divinity because of clairs. They don't know that the neuroscience, again, the physicists, the mental health people, all of them, they know about our clairs. I mean, these are not special gifts. And so when you're grounded in your humanity, this is why you don't need to do Elsa's journey of getting to the end and say, oh, look, it's only me. So here's a three-year-old right here with a 0-1-year-old. Okay, let's move into one. Sadhguru, if you overflow with humanity, divinity has to descend. Number two, Sadhguru, love is freedom and joy. Attachment is bondage and misery. So when you are a bilateral integrated brain, you're able to, like I did with my teenager, choose the right silence, because it's unkind to pick up and use a piece of information that can be a reminder of something traumatic to another human being. And that's where the adaptive child is a human being, thank you, Stephen Porges, who's in their biological rudeness. But they're offline. They're using their inner child. Thank you, Patrick Tiahan. They're using their unfinished business. There's no adult in the room. There's no adult. So they have not only childhood trauma aspects from their infancy and as they grew up, that they were not taken and accepted, and they don't take that emotional insecurity and do anything with it except for, you know, use it. They also have trust breaks. Some have attachment wounds. Some have had bigger trauma, so PTSD, and they have not reparented, okay? So not reparenting is because they don't see that their behavior can be understood. They don't pathologize it either. And they actually go out into the world and they continue to build relationships based on their unfinished business, which is why people who do karma, they're really just reliving those first 8 years of life from their household, plus the 8 to 16 is how I'm going to break it down right now. And you'll notice it when they are in those relationships with their unfinished business. And I'm going to use Terry Real and Patrick Tiahan. Terry Real says you marry your unfinished business. He helps couples to be functional adults together. And Patrick Tiahan talks about how he only learned how to disengage from dating people that were not securely attached, basically, once he began therapy and understood just how bad his childhood trauma was. Okay, I'm going to share something different, since I see people who they follow influencers. So a 5D mystic will not be looking to anyone at all for answers. A 4D mystic, they will continue to forget the guidance that is given to them because they continue on the journey of Elsa. So their unfinished business leads them to stay codependent type, immature, it's low self-esteem, indirect communicators, passive aggressive. They manipulate information if in their brain with people, all of it. They don't know boundaries. It's why they block people. They cancel people. It's why they talk about energy vampires. They talk about dark auras. It's why they will say your soul contracts begin and end. They dehumanize the entire experience of your oversoul and your relationships, which is completely, completely going to be something. I know that when I say this, it's not fair, quote unquote, but an actual divine feminine will not in any way, shape, or form abandon ship. An actual divine feminine has faith. Not because of ancient biblical texts. However, I have a mother, thank you, mother, who gave me a child-centric environment. And my body, thank you, body, my embodied brain, its main driver was and is still self-agency. Not bonding and not certainty. You all know the story about my three-year-old self. So the part that I know is that I have a human being called mother that allowed my full emotional expression for a number of reasons, which I will not share at this time, but that I know served me very well because of my self-agency, though. So my ears were always open and still are. And in fact, it is thanks to her equanimity, her explanations, her way of handling everything and explaining when I cried, when I got angry, all of the emotions that I'm so, to this day, I'm still a very deeply sensitive person. It's not tragedy though. Anytime somebody wants to think that it's tragedy, they're disrespecting the way that I feel because I don't feel tragedy. And so they don't believe it. They don't live in my body. That's the point. But like the teenager, you can't prove a heart. Even if I take my heart out of my fucking body, which I would not because I would die, you will not be able to prove intent, thought, none of it. Okay, so that's what is very clear to a person who knows who they are. There's no self-doubt. A 5D mystic doesn't doubt themselves at all. Divine feminine has no doubt of who they are. They don't go off script into the squirrel land. Squirrel land are all the people. These are the spiritual bypassers. And what makes it even more upsetting to me as a woman is that most of these women who say they're divine feminines, they do not in any way, shape, or form know what it means. Because the minute that you look like a scary monster because you're off your rockers in chaos, you have lost complete ownership of you. That is not a divine feminine. You don't know what words you use. And you don't care to learn because there's too many 4D individuals who have the same pain point and they allow themselves, like mean girls, oh, you did great. Let's go all together. And basically make statements about men and let's be assholes. Because that's what to me, a woman and all the women who are being assholes to men, well, you're all assholes. Men are assholes to begin with because I'm a woman. I know plenty of the men who are assholes too. But that's the part. It's not about men or women or days. The people choose their influencers. They have a Peter Pan because they have a bias that they're not acknowledging. So they have likes and dislikes. That's karma again. And they're all on the same journey of Elsa land. None of them get to the end and they continue to live that. So again, enough with the people who stay limited consciousness because they don't reparent. They don't get good therapy. They marry the unfinished business. You hear them shouting left and right and they actually continue to act like teenagers in a lot of ways. And the reason why some people don't move here, I need to remember this one though, because getting out of dysregulated and modulated embodied self requires a number of aspects, but furthermore, and most importantly, it requires your self-awareness, my lovely listeners, of your behavior and not choosing to pathologize it or to give it a, oh, we are the flat earthers people. I mean, again, I don't have anything against them. Just they're using their brain in a way that could be used differently. They're really smart. I wish they were using their brain for something more than that because they're so smart. I don't know anything about engineering or mechanics or math or whatever they're doing. And I'm like, you could help the world. Yeah, but you're busy with your flat earth theory. What the fuck? Why? It's such a waste of time. Use your time on something else. But we have plenty of those people who are using their time. Okay, so 5D Collective. We have a buttload of beautiful educators out there. And the people who don't choose to work with their behavior, they are choosing based on their own unfinished business, okay? So they will have Peter Pans that meet their unfinished business, whether they're authoritarians, whether they're influencers, whether they look good, whatever it is. Think of jocks and cheerleaders and think of teenagers because that's what it reminds me of. Anytime I look at people who are not whole, three-year-old hearts, they're teenagers. And in fact, the whole part about Patrick Tihan, let's go to that. When people have unfinished business, a person who is aware of it, they get to start doing right to their self because they say, I'm deserving of love, I'm deserving of respect, all people are, that's the self-compassion, okay? With that being said, they don't have people who influence them, they're not looking to any person up their spirituality, sciences, people, nobody is a leader to them. These are all pieces of information and they're not flat earthers like I'm not. And they're welcoming of all. So they're welcoming of the 5D mystic, of the enlightenment soul age person. They're not going to say this is impossible. This is not going. No, they're going to want to talk. Grown-ups always talk because functional adults are people who enjoy. So with my friend, this dude who showed me his tattoos, how can I say this? I didn't mind it. I don't care. I don't care because I actually am always curious about other people. That's the part. As a teenager, it was the only time I had the actual black and white thinking because that's when you are in that. Your brain is in that. When you're organically, so some of you might be here, moving into just being yourself, you have no beef with anyone. In fact, you consistently grow to become more compassionate. The kindness part, we don't use that word, people who are securely attached, because like I was saying with my friend who said you're a hypocrite, I first said, you know what, that's not true. And in my head, I said, wait a minute, you just called him a hypocrite. So you're being reactive, one. Two, for him, it's true. So it stands. It stands the ground. And when he explained it, I'm like, that makes sense to me because of how his brain works. And so when you meet left mode brainers who don't use their left and right, and they're not curious, open, accepting, and loving, so they're not wanting to explore the world from a whole new world, a magic place you'll never see, right? Aladdin, I love Aladdin. So when he has his hand out to Jasmine and asks her, do you trust me? When you can expand consciousness and you stay grounded in your eight senses, my lovely listeners, in your body. So we all have the ability to be secure attachment. Our eight senses: visual, auditory, gustatory, olfactory, tactile, vestibular, proprioception, interoception. But you need to know how to self-regulate without fucking drugging, drinking, alcoholing, gambling, fooding, whatever it is. So the self-soothing mechanisms of people who do not have secure attachment will be clear to them if they care about their life and that they want to bring forth the best version of themselves. This is why you are going to be yourself when you return home to you, because your whole three-year-old heart is part of you. Your 0-1-year-old is part of you. They stay with you. It's once you're completely independent that you don't need to attach to anyone, which is why love is freedom and joy, and attachment for any one of us who is here, especially my polyamory crew. Attachment is bondage. It's not misery, but that's because we're not actually needing to attach. For the 0-1-year-olds who actually don't find the one, they feel misery because they're so scared. They're attached, panicky, just wants to sleep well at night with somebody embracing them and to be able and share life. Okay, so very important to remain compassionate and understanding of the human journey. All of you who are here, every person, we all have the 0-1-year-old wanting to be seen, to be soothed. That soothing is your safe haven capacity. That means self-soothing. If you do it the healthy way, then it means you engage with people who you can be yourself. You don't engage in activities that are drugs, alcohol. No, you don't do. You learn to say, I'm going to take care of me. You don't date beneath yourself. You learn to be with people who treat you with conversations, not the low self-esteem, passive-aggressive, indirect communicators. You stand up and say, I am not in trouble. I am not to be blamed. I'm not to be shamed. I'm not guilty of anything. I'm not here to reassure your nervous system. So within our relationships, our mammalian heritage will call to tend to each other. When you are a grown-up, thank you, Mom, I got taught, stop, you're not the mother. Stop, you're not the mother, because I'm a nurturer. So I repeatedly got held with equanimity and repeated the same sentences of, I'm not the mother, I'm not the mother, which allowed my nervous system to know I'm not in charge of making you feel better. I have the ability, like our lovely Dalai Lama quote, I have the ability to bring to you, where are you? I have to bring to you joy and love, but I don't have to. And in fact, unlike some who think we have the responsibility, it's the ability. Responsibility, you cannot be responsible for another person's nervous system. When I tell you, you deserve better, you deserve to be treated like a human being, and you justify another person who's treating you like shit. I got an adaptive child in my forefront. I got a blamer or a victim or a martyr or a superior. Either way, I got a human being who has low self-esteem. The minute that you begin getting pissy at me and you justify them, now you're getting angry and you're wanting to correct me to take the side of somebody who's treating you like shit. So that's going to tell me even more about how you feel you should be treated, which is going to tell me that you have no self-esteem again. And it's, we can approach life with laughter and love, not in spite of all the suffering, but actually because of it. The Dalai Lama quote. The part about what people don't notice. So if you're justifying somebody who's being unkind to you, or getting angry that somebody's taking your side, or if you're making up some story, these are all areas where you feel the childhood part. Thank you, Patrick Tian, again. I'm to be blamed. I'm in trouble. I'm bad. I'm defective. I'm unworthy. I'm. And I want to tend to somebody else's nervous system. That's dysregulation. So this regulation is because you're not self-regulating, and then taking that emotion and saying, wait, let me see it with my prefrontal cortex and let me use what I'm understanding and feeling, da da da. Okay, so again, I'm expecting to be talking to people who understand how to be yourself at the very least, which means you're not going to shame, blame, fault, or revenge you or other people. Attachment is a very serious business. Secure attachment is not boring. Attachment, not security, is very emotionally unavailable people who have low self-esteem. Dating beneath yourself. Nobody's beneath you. So let's use different words. You allowing a person to treat you a certain way is something you can reflect upon. You allowing yourself to justify something that has different feelings, again, reflective. If you're using your prefrontal cortex, if you're able to be objective with yourself, if you're able to be objective, it's not about being rational. You still process the emotions. It's about you be, well, some people say it's rational. I'm saying you present to yourself an equation. And the equation is to keep yourself as a human being who in all relationships, you don't need to be influenced by other people around you. When you're dealing with anyone, you want to understand, how am I navigating myself and my relationships? If you're interested in your inner and outer well-being, okay? As a person who supports you to be yourself, it's not about being unapologetically anything. You are a person who can choose to be a functional adult in the way you speak to people and in the way you think. So emotionally mature women, they see through BS like a hawk. I'm going to say emotionally mature men do too, and theys, but again, I will speak from my gender. I will speak from my body, from where I am. I am very proud to be a woman. I'm very proud for anyone who feels they're a man or a woman or a they, meaning you have a right to feel however you feel. But I'm saying, to me, emotionally mature is all humans, but I've been told you're a woman, you're different. So I will try to, of course, organize based on who you have as your podcast host here. And the 5D mystic, it's important because I am a mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age group. Functional adults, you can all be here. It means you see through the Peter Pans and you have no influencers out there. It means that you will notice when people are not using their mouth effectively, because any exaggeration is something very visible to us. As a teenager, I did not have those eyes. I got to grow those eyes as I got to young adulthood. So the part about my teenage boyfriend, for example, I did not bring up something that would have hurt his feelings. When my friend said the hypocrisy thing, I did not say it's not true. And as you grow emotionally mature, that's exactly why we don't have sagas or drama. So we are not undecided. When we're presented by life the opportunity with our twin flames and soulmates to be with someone, we know what's happening. So all of my relationships, the romantic ones, they moved me to keep on doing what I was already doing. And I never once was like, oh no, I got broken up with, I must be so unworthy. That never, ever, ever crossed my mind. Failing to help people see their worth, that's a different story. And it's because of not me being a failure per se, me Maria, but because in our exchange, the opportunity to show you a whole new world, magic place you've never, you know, so being able to share with somebody, you are beautiful just the way you are, and you recognize that they don't feel that, they don't see that, you know, that no matter how many ways you tell them that they're worthy, that doesn't help them to choose love, but that they choose fear, that they remain undecided, that they remain confused. It's a failure on the part of a person who knows how to love. But again, you also understand it's not true. It's not a failure because none of us are responsible. You can't be. You're not responsible and cannot be responsible for another person's nervous system. Only they can notice, I have a dysregulated nervous system. I am in the presence of a person who is treating me fairly, talking to me, explaining. There's always open questions, open everything. They're easygoing. The minute that a person notices this, if they don't have the ability to say, why would I give that up? They're not ready for love. And that's the part of why I would say any attachment coach out there should really not use the word boring when it comes to secure attachment. It should be, you are influenced by a dysregulated nervous system that keeps you going in and out of what are not just the karmic. See, don't call it a karmic relationship. It's a low self-esteem where you get mistreated and you mistreat potentially others. It's not a healthy relationship. It's an unhealthy, humanly speaking, relationship. You're dating in an unhealthy way. Let's make words count. Boring is not it. That's like teenage language. It ain't boring to be with love. It's actually quite I'm going to say empowering. And when you meet people who have secure attachment, you'll know that, because it's nice to not have to wonder what the fuck is going on. Oh man, this is where I have to thank every single one of my oversoul pieces, because every time I've been like, what the fuck is going on in my head? I have been able to say it because I don't keep my mouth shut and I don't give a shit. The part about sensitive egos. Okay, here it goes. Whole three-year-old heart, don't give no shits, not even a little bit. You can call me all the names. I was a teenager when I already got the whole, oh, I think you're an evil bitch. Now I'm a mystic, you're an evil witch. Sure, bring it on. If I'm an evil witch, you better watch out, though, because then, you know, who knows what can happen. The point is, you don't have a person who has any insecurities when they maintain a differentiated whole three. Thank you, mother. I need to thank my mom, because seriously, had I not been able to just be all of me, you would not be hearing any of this. Jesus, come on in, God, all of it. But I need to thank my twin, my sister's family, come here. So long story short, my oversoul, come on over. Whenever I have been brought forth, like my one, you know the story, make sure you don't talk about what? Excuse me? The one boyfriend I was with for 4 years, when he asked me not to be myself, when we're going out, and it wasn't, oh, let me cry about you not accepting me for who I am. No, it was, what the fuck did you just say to me? No, I didn't curse. I don't curse when I'm with people, but I was really pissed. And then I knew, okay, as a partner, my responsibility right here, because not, it's my duty. I'm a partner. I'm here to support my partner. And when it's polyamory partners, that means I'm going to stand as your secure base and safe haven. That means I will stand at your side and I will put up, if I have to, with anything, because that's how it works. You know, when you learn about politics, so I studied political science as my bachelor's, and my master's is in international relations and diplomacy. As a teenager, the reason I know how to handle evil bitch and evil witch and evil fucking shit is because I was presented with an equation that I could not, and I will never, ever, ever, my entire life as Maria, be able to do anything about any of this. So I was presented with, you won't be able to prove shit, Maria. Huh. Oh, I'm so pissed about this right now. I can't correct it, though. Okay, well, I guess I have to accept it. And that was another one of those expanding of consciousness, growth, flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable, which is why today I'm like, yeah, bring it on. Sure, what do you want to call me today? Is there anything different? Because the words keep sounding the same. I'm pretty bored with this. And so that's confidence, my lovely listeners. And for creators, I chose not to return to academia for a reason. But what I was trying to get to is I conducted myself in a very specific way, because I did my research, I did my reading, I learned what it was going to become a person within politics. I considered, I'm going to look for a marriage at some point. And so even though my boyfriend at the time while I was in school was not into any of politics, no, his career choice completely different, he was going to accompany me, you know. So this is the part, understanding our roles means we support each other, but also we will both have to be in situations, and professionally speaking, what I'm trying to say is, I understand that. Okay, so being told you have to perform and you can't be yourself is not something anyone will enjoy. The way that I was presented it was basically unnecessary also, because I'm not dealing with any politicians. These are people who mean nothing. Because any of us who are not in certain roles, and even though the facade is bullshit, at the same time, it has its place for reasons. There's supposed to be a way that you behave. I was completely disappointed once I realized that none of these politicians actually uphold any of it. They all hide shit. Well, I'm sure not all of them, but I'm saying they don't. Even though at the same time, their personal life should not be something we look at. Personal, professional, it's too much right here. That's teenager again. Rigidity is not flexibility, and it is a closed-mindedness. The ability to have our humanity and know we're all flawed and imperfect, number one. The ability to choose how we conduct ourselves freely, comfortably, again, to show the example. So this is what kept me moving forward. Jesus, walk the walk, talk the talk, always. Love, always. Always able to present. So the person who's wanting to make a difference is going to be a patsha. Like, it means you maintain your value body, but you grow flexible. You don't grow rigid. That's a teenager attitude. You grow flexible because you understand gray. That's the point of what I'm trying to make. So we understand politicians are people, actors are people. Having any one of these human beings out there held accountable in the rigid way, which is what some people, this is why they have influencers and not. We don't. No person's an influencer. You're a fucking human being. Whatever you're going to do, I learn how to accept it and to allow myself to maintain focus. What do I want? I want politicians who actually have emotional accountability, maturity, and awareness so that they use their left and right mode. I want academics that use their left and right mode. I want people who have optimization of the human being brain, integration. I will know who they are because I will see how they present all of their information. So if you ask a person who cares about people and life and like this with politics, there's going to be things that you do because of, again, performance. However, what you stand for and how you are is going to be made visible to me the minute that you're presented with something that you were not aware of, unexpected, unknown, and it throws you off your game. You're a teenager. You ain't no adult in your brain. You just reacted. And so when I personally have seen reactivity, I learned one thing about the politicians. Yes, we need more consciousness. We need people who grow up emotionally so that they can use their brain instead of be like the kid who's interrupting me three times to tell me their belief system, because that's really all you're doing. You don't have quantitative data, especially about the mystic plane, my lovely people. Nobody does. That's why one human being saying, there can't be enlightenment people. Everyone has to do laundry. You're an old soul who doesn't know how to do your own laundry, which means you don't have a relationship with your child part. You're still not married to Shiva. Some of us are. And that means we know we don't know everything at all. We'll fuck it up. And Buttercup, it's not a big deal because a three-year-old's always having fun. Krishna Lila, come on in. And this is what I love about bringing spirituality and human elements together. It's really fun to know there are no wrong paths. But there are ways that we want to try and support humanity. And the ones of us who are doing it, we are bringing all of it together in a fun way, expanded way. And you know what? When I see teenagers bringing down those influencers, they look like the high schooler people who got put into the corner. They didn't feel popular. They got put to the side. And now they're rejoicing, if you will, out of, you know, when the jocks and the cheerleaders become nobody as they grow up and the nerds become somebody. That's how it feels when I've seen people doing what they're doing right now. Which, at the same time, though, this serves a great opportunity for people who are ready to be independent thinkers to know there's no people know everything. Please stop using the idea of somebody knowing more than you and do good research. Know that there's peer-reviewed academics. There's a difference between, like, my content and an academic human being. There is a difference between somebody who's sharing with you my subjective experience of moving beyond trauma and I'm attachment informed, for example, because there's a woman out there that I know. I thought she was a therapist. She's not. She shares her experience as a person who has had childhood trauma. She's not a therapist. Patrick Tian, he's a therapist and he has had childhood trauma. So you can notice things. Luckily for us, YouTube is making sure to label those who are actually with their therapy degrees and da 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 da. So we will continue to have what is a mix of educators, of teachers, of guides, of people, 5D mystics, 5D functional adults, 5D enlightenment soul age groups. We will all be here saying we speak from an asshole just like any other asshole out there. The 4D, 3D will be on Elsa's journey. You'll find them with Peter Pan and the Peter Pan Rufio kind of, you know, like from Hook. So you see the ones who used to be the nerds, they were refused and rejected by the jocks. And they're like, aha, now I know that I can prove it. And it's hilarious. And at the same time, so sad. When I see those energies, I'm like, wow, okay. I really, really, I don't like to see people who are emotionally immature on screen just because they're acting really petty, that's all. But then again, the 4D, 3D, they exist for those same people. When you have people who continue the codependent type relationships and they don't go and figure out that they can get out of that unfinished business, yes, they always have a master somewhere. So you'll find out who their master is at some point, or maybe not, but it's okay. We don't need to be involved, my lovely 5D collective. So we get to grow relationships with people who are not only of all walks of life. Don't forget, we got squirrels, we got Cuscos, we got a buttload, Ursulas, you name it. But we're Pachas. Pachas always have fun. So when we have a choice, we're not going to be confused. We're going to say, hey, I unconditionally love you. I know what I'm saying from my mouth. I know exactly how I'm growing my herd. I got Ice Age. Here, come on over, Manny, Diego, Sid. I ain't watching my back. I got a herd. We have a beautiful herd. When we're looking online, we know how not to trust all sources in general. And actually, again, a grown brain, a grown human being doesn't look at anything with the idea of somebody spelling out a truth. You will know that there are no one truths. That's why we have Mahasamadhi Samadhi. That's you using your prefrontal cortex. Let me make this again clear. Integration of the brain, it's your mammalian heritage as well as mine. Restorative embodied self, again, very accessible to you. People who have attachment wounds, unfinished business, trauma, if it's really big, that's why we have good therapists. EMDR, child parts work, and somatics. That's a great combo. Any of you who tune in here who are having a situation with your emotions, please look into this or ask me for the link. I got a lady. She talks about her experience with therapy and good therapists. And that's why I use the three combinations. Plus, I'm attachment trauma informed, so I know that it is the perfect combo because you get to work with all of it. However, the ideal therapist will know of you as whole. They will say you're a self, you're a verb, you're not a noun. Your behavior, we will not pathologize it. Let us explain to you how your brain protected you as you're growing up. And then let us explain to you what to expect. And the therapist will negotiate with people because they say it's you in hell. I'm going to get you out of hell, but you're going to be walking up a ladder that is burning like fire. Because that's what happens. It's not that what happens is that the child of you didn't get to express all your basic emotions. This is the biggest difference. I'm okay with all of my emotions from my brain circuits because I was not suppressed. An infant that was suppressed, 0, 1-year-old, 3-year-old, this is why it's different. It's pain, grief, and getting to become comfortable with the depths of you, intimacy with your body. It's scary because those child parts, they were frightened and you were a child like I was. Your unconscious is all the body. The window of tolerance is what they're going to look to expand first of all, and then eventually you can lead yourself to window welcome. EMDR finds where your parts blockages or something like that. I need to look into more of that, but the child parts and somatics gets your mind and body all in harmony, which is what you want. You're not going to have good therapy if you're not doing the mind, the body, the brain, I believe, is how one person puts it, Ruth Lanius, maybe. But just remember that they will see you as whole. They will know of integration, and they will be open to explaining everything to you, to talking to you about the shame cycle, to letting you know it's a journey. It took 6 to 7 years for Daniel Siegel with his dissociative identity disorder patient to get those consciousness and memory barriers down so that the different alters, the different parts of her could meet and be in a room together, not in a mind that is in one child screaming in a corner, another being angry. Okay, this is why it's a very important thing to know that people who do not have secure attachment. People who did not have a childhood-centric environment, they have fear ruling them, which is why they stay away from healthy self-worth. It's not because you're boring. People who are using that word, they're the ones with the attachment styles. What I'm going to say is you and I can support each other. That's why pachas, just be a pacha. For those of you who are here, we're safe havens, secure bases. We are going to consistently be a secure attachment figure for those people who are going to want to expand. The ones who don't want to expand, they won't come near us. We will be the yucky people. In fact, they will go to those influencers, the ones that are Peter Pans, because they don't want to get to the end of Elsa, because every time they have a shame cycle pattern, the inner critic, outer critic, and the fucking drugging, alcoholing, fooding, whatever it is that comes up with those ascension energy moments, and then isolate, they're not isolating, they're repeating their karma wheel. And there's that unfinished business. Luckily, they will get married to their unfinished business, and then there's therapists that can help them, or anyways, they get to work with that person for the monoamory, polyamory. They get to work through that in a different way. But in all ways, life keeps moving forward. So the people who have human love narrative in the forefront, welcome aboard. People who do human suffering love, we don't want them to be in their brokenhearted 3-year-old, but they don't know that for most people. No, they don't know that love is freedom and joy. And they want attachment, and they don't find it as bondage and misery. They find it as their sense of security. In fact, the ones who get seen and then they get soothed, as Patrick Tihan points out, there are people in toxic codependent relationships that can twist that shit up and make it look good. Just go watch any movie and watch how people with low self-esteem, indirect communication, passive-aggressive manners, manipulators, cancel culture, all of that, think that they are actually grown-ups emotionally and mentally and physically, that they're not. But that's for, again, another episode. In the meantime, we don't need to be saying anything because why would you? They're Cuscos. They will be like the Cuscos that I've met. You're wrong. And you're going to be like, you know what? I am wrong. I'm going to see you later. Bye, alligator. And we go and build a snowman with the people who we can have fun with. And that's mentally, emotionally, and physically, because integration of the brain people, mwah, they are always up for an in-depth, intimate conversation. And they have no influencers. So that's really great. That's what self-empowerment and healthy self-worth are. We'll be back with more. Have a great day.